Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 51, beginning in verse number 9. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake, as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Art thou not it that hath cut Rahab, and wounded the dragon? Art thou not it which hath dried the sea, the waters of the great deep, that hath made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over? Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. I am he that comforteth you. Who art thou, that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the Son of Man which shall be made as grass? And forgettest the Lord thy Maker, that hast stretched forth the heavens, and laid the foundations of the earth, and hast feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy? And where is the fury of the oppressor? Isaiah is writing to Israel about the arm of the Lord. God's people had lost their trust in the strength of the arm of the Lord. They had put their trust in things that could not help them nor save them. Isaiah is reminding them of how powerful the arm of the Lord really is. Isaiah makes a statement in verse number 11 in relation to the strength of the arm of the Lord. He says, "Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away." There was a remnant that were brought back to Jerusalem after the captivity. Isaiah said that the redeemed of the Lord shall return. When they were redeemed of the Lord, they would return with everlasting joy upon their head. The outcome of this everlasting joy upon their heads would give them gladness and joy, and as a result, sorrow and mourning would flee away. For those of us who have come back to God by faith, we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. We read in Galatians chapter number 3 and verse 13, "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is every one that hangeth upon a tree." The strength of the arm of the Lord did a work that was impossible for us to do, the work of redemption. Peter wrote in 1 Peter 1:18 and 19, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot." And for those who have been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, we too will return with everlasting joy upon our head. John wrote in Revelation chapter number 5 and verse 9, "And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, and open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us unto God by thy blood, out of every kindred, and tongue, and people, and nation." The everlasting joy given through the redemption of the blood of Christ will give the redeemed gladness and joy, and these two things will cause the sorrow and the mourning to flee away. So let me leave you with this one last verse for today, Ephesians 1:7, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace."
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.